Well, good evening, everybody. It's so nice to be here on a Wednesday night in December and having a nice holiday party. It's the Commonwealth Holiday Showcase, essentially. We make up the name. We change it around a lot. I'm Mark Keefe. I'm going to be here for the first part of this. We started doing this in 2016, took only one year off in 2020 for the pandemic, but we have continued it on since. Now we've branched out. So we have two of them, one here in Charlottesville, and then we'll do another one in Richmond. First up will be David Sickman, the Hackensaw Boy. Yes. I didn't even ask you if we could do that, but the Hackensaw Boys. So David and Hackensaw Boys are based now in Lynchburg. Used to be here in Charlottesville, right? Yeah. And then when did you move down to Lynchburg?
About 16 years ago, which is crazy. Yeah.
Now, so Hackensaw Boys, 99, so 23 years.
Yeah.
And then
1,000 members, 23 years. Like that. Yes.
The new album, which was this year. Right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Finally got around to calling it Hackensaw Boys.
That's right. That's right. We dug deep.
Yeah. Thank you for that. David agreed to do this, and he's solo, and I have a couple of questions to ask him this evening, but what do you want to play first? What are you in the mood for?
I'm going to play a song called Come On Baby, Don't Bet Against Me. Come on, baby, don't bet against me. Buy me, baby, please don't rent me. I believe that heaven sent me for reasons that are not clear. Mother, father, don't beat her. One is a doer, one is a thinker. One has the brains, one has the brawn. One to bed early, the other at dawn. Mama likes to rock and daddy likes to roll. Mama sips a bottle and daddy hits a bowl. They've been going for a mighty long time. Mama's got the looks, but daddy's got the style. Thanks to mama. So don't push me when you need to pull me. Trick me when you need to school me. Hold it when you need to give it. Damn it, woman, I can't quit it. I walk the straight and narrow, just not talking along the way. I walk the straight and narrow, just not talking along the way. Tearing out of work, I'm stopping by the store for a bottle of wine and not much more. I've been a-waiting, you've been waiting too. We both know what I'm coming home to do. I don't like falling or falling apart, playing silly games or breaking people's hearts. So don't push me when you need to pull me. Trick me when you need to school me. Hold it when you need to give it. Damn it, woman, I can't quit it. And I walk the straight and narrow, just not talking along the way. I walk the straight and narrow, just not talking along the way.
Thank you. That's a love song.
David Sickman of the Hackensaw Boys, the Hackensaw Boy.
But you really
more like
are.
The Hackensaw old man at this point. Right?
Well,
he's counting.
No one knows. You
I
know.
Do. But...
It's the radio, man. You know, I can say
it's
like,
the radio. I look wonderful on the radio.
You look great for 30.
Thank you. But yeah. Thank you.
So happy to have you. And
happy to be here.
I think we had you in the studio, the whole band in the mm-hmm. studio, because y'all played a gig at the Southern. Mm-hmm. I want to say
it was
summertime.
May.
Yeah, May. Yeah. Spring. Wow.
Yeah.
And then at the time, I think that you had just gotten back from Europe, and now you're going to Europe, and in fact, like in 5 days, is that right?
Actually, less. I leave on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to know, how did you get this gig thing where you're doing the Netherlands, Belgium? You seem to have kind of a specific place that you go a lot.
Well, we've actually kind of gone all over the place. We haven't gone to the North. And we've even gone to New York. Nice, Guthrie. Thank you. What happened was we were playing a show in a little town right outside of Nashville called Bell Buckle, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, where the Charlie Lubin, where the Lubin Brothers Museum is, we ended up going and playing tours with Charlie later. But this guy that at the time ran a label called Bloodshot Records, which I think is still around, he came to our show, and I just said, hey, I want to go to Europe, you know, and this was, you know, back when CDs were, you know, you still had CDs. Like, nobody, I didn't even have a cell phone then, which is hilarious. And I just gave him a CD, and he sent it to a guy in Europe. And within like 2 or 3 months, our very first show in Europe was like a sold out show at the Paradiso in Amsterdam.
Oh, gee.
Yeah, which was crazy, like, because we didn't even play sold out shows here.
Right.
And there was some kind of hype around it, and then so we just kind of took off right away there, and have never looked back. And it's been almost 20 years now. The cool thing about European clubs is they're just always, the sound systems are always really good. So like you'll go, like I'll play a club in Europe where they're going, oh, sorry, this isn't the greatest club. And then it's like way better than like 90% of American venues, you know? Well,
but you got to keep that thought going with them.
This place sucks, man.
Right.
No, I love going there and I highly recommend it. I have a good friend, and he's a Dutch guy, but he plays in the band when we go there. And it's actually funny because the very first time we ever went there, he was our the tour manager, and he and I were sitting backstage playing before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And then he knew none of the songs, but he was playing acoustic guitar. And then I said, "Well, you want to play?" He was like, "What are you talking about?" And I was like, "Come on, man, let's just play. Nobody's gonna hear you, you know, because we were on just mics, so there was nobody was plugged in,
right?
So you couldn't hear anybody." So I just said, just stand back in the back, dude. Nobody will ever hear a note you play. And he literally came out and played the whole set. And now at this point, because there was a time when I was out of Hackensaw Boys for a while, he's actually played more shows in Europe as a Hackensaw Boy than I have. Because he did like 6 years of touring when I wasn't in the band for a minute. That's Guthrie. I don't know if you can hear in the background.
She's not mic'd.
That's my tour manager, Guthrie.
Yeah, your roadie is...
Yeah, it's my tour manager.
Yeah, she's tough, man.
She's fueled by chocolate chip cookies.
You'll get home quick tonight.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
David Sickman's our guest this evening here on WNRN. It's the Commonwealth Holiday Showcase. What do you want to play next?
I'm going to play a song called Only on the Bright Side,
which is interesting. Yeah. David Sickman, everybody.
Okay. Not today. I will not sing a sad song. Not today. I will not sing a sad line, but to sway. Not today, a hummingbird tear I'll cry. Not today, I will not stay locked here inside. I would have said, as we lay there on your great-grandmother's bed, was hold me tight.
tight. Hold me tight a little bit longer if you think you might.
David Sickman's our guest here on WNRN. It's the Commonwealth Holiday Showcase, having a lot of fun this evening. Members who are here, you know, give yourselves a hand because you keep our station going. You know, thank you so much for being here. And honestly, you know, we say that a lot, and then we have something like this, and, you know, it's real. You know, it actually happens,
yes,
and we're live.
Is,
and
is.
The Hackensaw Boy is here.
Yes.
The Hackensaw Boys album is out.
Yes.
He's headed to Europe, specifically Belgium and the Netherlands, in just a few days. I did want to ask you about the Dead Air 3 performance, because I don't often get a chance to ask bands after they played. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are listening wondering what we're talking about, so we've done three of these now, actually four. And this is, you know, a lot of fun where we invite everybody has to be a Virginia band, a Commonwealth band. And we ask them all to do a different Grateful Dead tune. Mm-hmm. And then we do them on a nice stage and we have a blast with it. And so you guys did it. Mm-hmm. You did it solo this time.
Yeah.
You've done full band before, but you did it solo this time. And it worked out really well.
Yeah, I did a cappella, which is also very terrifying.
I don't think anybody ever had ever done that before.
It was cool. It went well.
So you liked it?
I loved it. Yeah, I did actually like it.
It's a heck of a show.
I was very scared for that, too. But somehow that was easier.
David Sickman, facing his fears. But so in doing that, I mean, our purpose in doing this is to get all the bands together, it's to have a really good time. But
yeah.
You know, do you watch other bands play when you're there?
Yeah, I watched everybody play that night at the National. That was great.
So what did you think?
I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, because did you do Dead Air 1? That I cannot remember. I know you did Dead Air 2 because it was in Lynchburg.
I think I did the second one and then whatever the last one was, however many numbers.
Number three, yeah.
Yeah, number three, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean.
I did the one we did in Lynchburg.
Yeah, that was two.
Yeah, that was two.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
That was fun.
At the Academy, so.
Yeah, that was beautiful. I'd never been in that building till that night.
Wow.
After all those years of living in Lynchburg, I'd never even been inside of it.
But most people.
Most people
have.
Here more often.
Yeah, right.
It's gorgeous. It's a gorgeous building.
Have you played there since?
No.
I'll talk to some people for you.
Yeah, do it, too.
Yeah, it's just a gorgeous stage.
Yeah.
And there are plenty of places to play around here, too,
yes.
Which I'm sure you've found
yes.
In your travels. Any stages you haven't played on in Virginia? that you wish you could have or still want to?
Wolf Trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
I did not. No, I'd like to play Wolf Trap. That would probably be my bucket list in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's worth doing.
Yeah.
I'll talk to some people on that one.
We'll get you sorted out.
Yeah,
I'd love that, you know.
David Sickman is here. It's our fun holiday party that we do around this time every year.
Yes.
And I'm so glad that you decided to come in and play some acoustic guitar for us and do some singing. I know you got one more.
I do.
That is just a Hackensaw Boys tune, right?
Yes.
And then maybe a surprise? Maybe?
Yes.
All right.
This one, the surprise, I have lyrics written down, so I could just be pretty sure I can get through it.
Yeah, that should be
Holy
okay.
Holy crap.
What do you want to play next?
Oh, thank you, Guthrie. Thank you, Tour Manager TM. I'm going to play a song that actually, you also play this song for me here on the radio station. It's called Pass on Loving Eyes.
Take some. what you need and what you soon will learn. Take some time, consider what was given, and get on past the dying and get on with some living. Get on past the dying and get on with the living. Get on past the dying and get on with some living.
Thank you.
David Sickman, live here on WNRN. It's Hackensaw Boy. I like doing that.
I know, I can tell.
I think that when you played Dead Air 3, it was kind of a thing where I started saying that. Oh, yeah. Hackensaw Boy is playing. So.
Yeah.
And then you didn't play, which was even better. You know?
I just sang.
You sang. Yeah. It was perfect.
I think so too. It went well.
Yeah. That's a gorgeous tune, by the way. Absolutely gorgeous tune.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I like that song.
Are there holiday tunes that you sort of feel like you have to hear or else it's not the holidays?
No.
Are there holiday tunes that you hear that you wish you'd never hear again?
Yes.
Yeah, there are a lot of those. Yeah, I feel the same way. Bad Santa? Oh, I don't know.
She's never seen it. Don't worry. Just to be clear.
Yeah, right.
My daughter said Bad Santa, but she has not seen it.
And, yep.
No, you haven't. Don't even say that. No. No.
Yeah,
she has
exactly.
Not, seen
not,
it.
Not when you're around.
Oh,
that's
my God,
for sure.
I think I would. I would die.
Say that.
Yeah. It's a good movie, though.
Yeah. There's got to be a holiday tune that, you know, at least sort of you always go, oh, that's a great tune, and you only get to hear it this time of year.
Yeah, that's true. I think the Waitresses.
Yeah, The Waitresses.
That's probably my favorite
Christmas rapping.
Yeah, I love that one.
Yeah, that's a great tune.
Yeah, I like when the songs are kind of like, they're not. You can almost listen to it any time of year, but it's special that it is that time of year. But that's a song that I could hear any time of the year, and I would just think it's awesome.
Are you going to do something now?
I think that I still have a little bit of nerve left that I should do it. Yeah, and I'm going to have Steven accompany me, actually.
I think Steven might be. Oh, he's here. All right. Well, fantastic. So this is like this cross-pollination stuff that I love when it happens. So you've got a dogwood tail and a Hackensaw Boy, and this should work out pretty well.
We each have individual cheat sheets. You have multiple ones, and that's good.
Don't forget that we're looking for your top 10 list. Has everyone in this room given us a top 10 list? See, you can lie because no one knows. You know, yeah, there you go. Look, everyone's nodding their head now. Like, yeah, sure I have. Yeah, it's great. You can win really cool prizes, and it's all there on our website, wnrn.org. Also, our 25th anniversary is winding down. There's been so much World Cup stuff with people understanding what extra time is. We chose to do extra time with our 25th anniversary because, you know, it was so interrupted by the pandemic. We thought, you know what? We're just going to keep it going until the end of this year. But then by January 1st of 2023, if anyone can do math, it's not our 25th anniversary anymore. And we understand that. But while it still is, and if you haven't made a contribution to get the $25 a month bundle, that's gone at the end of this month, too, so make sure you get one of those. Dogwood Tales coming up here in just a little while. Don't forget, this will air at 8 o'clock on December the 23rd, both of the holiday showcases. We'll do one in Richmond next week.
Cool.
All right. I just yapped so you could get set and ready to go. Are you ready? Feel good?
Great yapping.
Everybody happy?
Yeah.
All right.
We're yappy.
All right, David. You're up, man.
Thanks for having me.
Steven. Are you going to announce what it is, or what are you going to do?
You're just going to start playing it.
All right, I'm getting out of the way then.
Playing it, ready? Okay.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. just hope it's a good one without any fear. And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, for rich or for poor ones. War is so long, and so happy Christmas for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. Let's stop all the fight. A very merry Christmas and a happy new. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. And so this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. It's a good one without any fear. War is over if you want. War is over now.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
David Sickman here on WNRN Live. He, the Hackensaw Boy, this evening. And a big thanks to Stephen Kuster for helping out on Pedal Steel.
Yes.
He'll be with Dogwood Tales coming up here in just a little bit.
Yes.
And a big thanks to everybody out there who is listening. We appreciate that. David, thank you so much
thank
for doing
you. This. Thank you all very much. I appreciate you sticking with me. Thank you.
Big round of applause. Give it up for David Sickman. Yeah.